Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, a hidden temple, a skipping record, and diapers. It's all coming up right after this.
In today's tight economy, everyone is looking to save a buck. And if you think the cost of living is high, you should check out the cost of dying. Funerals are more expensive than ever. But now there's a way to save money. We're two guys and a hearse. Two guys and a hearse will pick your body up at home and drop you off at the nearest cemetery. No annoying funeral processions or expensive undertakers. Just two big guys and a long station wagon. Two guys and a hearse.
All right.
It's the cheapest way to get where you're going when you're dead. From the same company that brought you the backyard crematory system, the Hibachi Toria. Two guys and a hearse. Not affiliated with the burial service, two guys and a shovel. And coming soon, it's the female escort service that will meet you anytime, any place.
Oh, yeah?
It's two chicks and a van.
Oh.
Call today.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Jessica Alsman joins us.
Hello.
There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
Willie Griswold.
Hey.
He's here. I'm Chick McGee at the sports desk, and here's Tom.
Thank you very much. We were just talking about Nickelodeon is going to be broadcasting some NFL football games.
Yes, yes, they will be.
And did you see this? Hard Knocks is going to feature SpongeBob and Paw Patrol.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Interesting. So they're going to get those Paw Patrol doggies sorted out. You know what?
Right.
Get behind the scenes of Paw Patrol.
Let's
I want to
rubble
see that.
And,
I'm sorry. Back to serious sports. What have you got?
I think Hard Knocks is going to be the Lions this year,
yep.
I thought.
Yeah. Your favorite coach.
Oh, I see. Lions. Facts
and,
as opposed to
Dan,
a little joke there.
The tedious.
I'd watch NFL players try to do Legends of the Hidden Temple, you know.
That Boy, was, is that game? Is that show back on?
No, you guys ever seen that show?
Yeah, I loved it.
Awesome. It was like these weird obstacle courses, and they were like kids. It was all families, right?
Well, yeah, it was a really elaborate obstacle course.
Two kids, each color, like silver, blue. I forget what the animals
Thanks
are.
For clarifying.
Nomad.
That confused me.
It was a hit. I always wanted to be
it was,
that
was
Global Guts.
That was a wild show.
Wait
I
a
never
minute.
Saw that
How
show.
Many different color people are there?
No. Sir.
What's happening now?
They're uniforms.
Oh, okay. My fault.
I want to see a purple people eater. Because, you know, they eat.
A one-eyed, one-horned?
Yeah.
Flying?
Any one of you weird several
people. Haven't you finished the sportscast yet?
No, Tom, no.
Stupid world record.
Get better.
Some guy in South Africa has broken the Guinness World Record for the most skips of a rope in 8 hours.
All right.
Mr. S.D. Hines, no relation to the ketchup fortune, completed a total of 71,185 skips.
Now, do you have to wear a diaper?
Beating the current record of 70,031.
That's what you have to wear.
Do you like this?
Diaper.
Do you like this?
Is that where you're going?
I mean, at some point, you got to, you know.
Do you like this move when I say skips? Beating the current record of 70,031 skips. Do you like that?
No, man,
do you
really
care for that?
Not audible, really.
Very visual.
Yeah, I know that. You guys have
I pictures. Like it.
That's
Thanks.
A no.
Evidence of the skipping attempt. will be submitted to Guinness for verification. The 21-year-old S.D. Hines will later attempt the 12-hour skipping record.
Tom has his hand raised as though he wouldn't just interject at any time.
Yeah, go for it, and Pat. Once again, he just yelled at me for doing something visual, but go ahead, Tom.
I knew Josh would stand by me when I ask a question.
12-hour skipping record, and then he's going to try the 24-hour skipping record.
All these records like this, I think that the guy that should get the medal is the guy counting this.
Yeah.
You've got some guy, one, two.
Shoot
is
me.
There a guy with like a clicker?
Hey, you coming to dinner tonight? Yeah, it's going to be about 7:30, 8:00.
I'll be there.
5.
Yeah.
Oh, hell, where was I? 9.
Two. Why not just make it the time instead of the actual jumps?
Oh, because the time you could do like 1 hour.
Yeah.
That's right. You still got to stand there.
Richie, all right. You learned that.
I don't want to skip a meal.
Asked and answered. Skip a meal.
Chick, what's this guy's name? S-D, like the letters, or E-S-T?
S, yeah, like S, like as in Sam. S and as D.
S-D.
As in dog. S-D,
huh? So S isn't suck. D is, oh.
They should make it.
Gong. And then, oh.
They should make it like when kids do it. He should have to do rhymes.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
You know. My mother met your mother on the floor and of the hotel.
And how many men did she have? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven,
he's a whore.
I
lived in a weird neighborhood.
Those old jump rope rhymes, they bring
your sister scissors, my sister.
That's, I've never
okay,
heard
I'm,
that
I'm
one.
Sorry I brought it up. I retract my premise. God.
Filthy jump rope song.
So do they, seriously, do they give him, are they, is he allowed to stop and go to the bathroom?
You would think the story would have that.
He probably would. He just has. It's up to him how many jumps he can get in during that time.
We had the hula hoop lady, right? And it wasn't she? Because remember, you could go watch her live.
Oh yeah, that's right. You could.
Wasn't she able to stop and go to the bathroom and then come back?
It'd be cool if he could do it.
Somebody
jumping.
Answer me.
I would hope. I mean,
I'm sorry. Were you talking?
Somebody answer.
Well, she could wear a diaper too, I guess. I mean, if that's
you could wear a diaper too.
How much would it cost for you to come in here one morning?
Oh, boy.
Let me finish. Josh, you're going to like this.
All right.
You're going to like this. $5 says he won't like it.
Is the word ply? We ply Christy with fluid, but she has to wear a diaper all morning?
Oh.
What?
I mean, we've talked about this before.
Why you know, are we
so how much would it cost?
Why are we joking about this?
For you to wear a diaper one morning and use it. You have to utilize
it. No, I could never do that.
When you start, you have to raise your hand.
No.
Yeah, there has to be something to let us know.
Why don't you do it? You're so into it.
Both hands.
Yeah, yeah. One hand for one.
Like Christy raises a good point. Why don't you do it, Josh?
Okay. And every time I go, you'll just hear... And you'll know that I'm actually going.
Well,
to
are work. You gonna? Do you go once and change it, or do you have to sit there all day?
Yes. No, you got to leave it on all day.
I'm thinking
all day,
the whole show, no, well, at least no, the 4 hours.
I had
we're
one
live.
Of, you made me wear one morning one of those non-invasive catheters. Do you remember this show?
What? Oh what? Yeah, I do.
You plugged
and,
it up?
Yeah, and I wore it. I don't think I could ever go to the bathroom.
All right, Tom, I'll do it. I will sit. I will wear a diaper one morning for 4 hours. The whole show, and I will do my business in the diaper if you change me.
Hey, wait a minute. What about the smell? Legs I don't want to have to sit next to him.
Yeah, well, I probably shouldn't tell this story.
Anyway. What they don't tell you about the non-invasive catheter is it's this little, well, not little, it's this massive suction cup.
It's like a giant thimble.
Yes, and the adhesive they use... On these, it's serious stuff. Okay, believe me.
Oh, really?
You need
you got a
spirit gum to almost, get it off.
Almost lighter fluid. And
oh boy, yeah.
Have you seen the commercials for the new one? New models catheters?
No, what are they?
I don't know what the brand name, but you know they're supposed to be so comfortable you won't know you're wearing it.
They're not.
Oh,
you were very aware.
Oh my gosh, was I? Wow. Very aware.
There's nothing cooler than having one in, but. Ideally, they insert the catheter when you're unconscious,
yeah.
Which is the best way to go.
Kevin Harlan here. Tonight, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA knockout rounds continue. The action heads to Las Vegas tonight for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Four teams remain, but only two will move on. The last two teams standing will then go toe-to-toe Tuesday night, December 16th, in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for all the action. So don't miss the final chase for the Emirates NBA Cup coming to you live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals doubleheader tonight at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And Prime's also got your front row seat for the championship game Tuesday, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern. If you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details. And don't miss the thrilling conclusion to the Emirates NBA Cup tonight, only on Prime.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem. Mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal S. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Did I read the letter from the cop? I don't think I did. We got a letter from a police officer. It's a long story. The essence of it was he got up to the front porch of this place, and there were four guys wearing adult diapers.
Yes, you did tell us this.
And they were drinking beer because they were getting ready. They wanted to test that out because they were going to go to a NASCAR race.
Right.
And they didn't want to have to leave their seats.
Yeah. Yeah, you did share that letter.
Though. No arrests were made, by the way.
Well, no.
It's been incredibly amusing. Is that sports?
Yes, Tom, it's sports.
Okay.
Hey, buddy, this is what you farted for.
There we go, whatever you do, whatever it is, I also say. Here's Christy.
Researchers have created a virtual reality that allow you to feel things on your face.
Cool.
Just the face?
According to Carnegie Mellon University's Future Interface Group, virtual reality symptoms.
The heads, right?
Are the Carnegie Mellons in season now? I love them. Aren't they so sweet when they squeeze them?
A friend of mine's girlfriend, we used to refer to her as Carnegie Mellons.
Oh, I bet.
Big boobs?
A friend of mine is all we ever called her.
The Future Interfaces Group.
Seriously, there's a really funny story about this involving embezzlement. And never mind.
Oh my!
They say virtual reality systems already offer haptic feedback in the form of vibrations through handheld controllers.
What does that mean, haptic?
I don't know. Look it up.
It's on my phone.
Haptic?
What do you mean it's on your phone?
Yeah, there's a thing on this phone, it says something like haptics and something.
Vibration.
It's a whole kind
vibration,
of technology.
Yeah, I think vibration and things like that.
Like when your watch goes, when you have a text message.
What sound
or something.
Does it make, Christy?
Yep. That's exactly right, Christy. Yeah.
Would you record that for me, Christy?
Haptics or boop.
So you feel it on your watch, and so you know that, I have a message, or it tells me to
it
stand.
Says sound and haptics.
Problem is that haptics also means, I think, feelings. And as Willie mentioned earlier, you're void of feelings.
Of course.
An experience of touch by applying forces, vibrations, or motions. Yeah.
So why does it just say sound and vibrations?
Because haptic takes care of it.
Haptics is
one word instead of all that.
Well, it's not talking down to you, is it? It wants you to
look. I bluffed my way through a fine college, and I didn't know what it meant.
Haptic comes from the Greek, Tom, for haptikos, which means tactile.
Why are you complaining to Josh about it? It's not like Josh is going to fix it.
Scientists have altered an Oculus Quest 2 VR headset with ultrasonic transducers that focus acoustic energy.
I mean,
did you say so?
You've got haptics, then you've got a transducer.
Yep.
That sounds like RuPaul going number two.
No.
Oh my God.
Okay. Now here's the thing.
So this is why we're doing
this. There should be a court.
I saw it coming.
Where these jokes are brought up and it goes, all right. Is it funnier than it is offensive? That would win funnier than it is offensive.
I didn't notice the word transducer. What the hell does that mean?
A transducer is something that is on your body like that and makes you feel something.
Okay, I had no idea, sorry.
Real feelings again there.
I like your version. Your definition's better.
RuPaul dropping
drag,
a deuce.
By the way, drag a different thing entirely.
Of course.
Anything to say
the altered Oculus Quest 2 VR headset.
What?
The Oculus Quest 2 VR headset.
I think that's the most popular.
That's the most popular VR headset.
Sorry. Yeah, I got one. I'm plugged into the Metaverse.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Let me ask you real quick, Christy. Willie, have you looked at porn on your Oculus?
I have not. I'm not going to cross
plenty
that
plenty of
bridge.
VI porn out there.
I can't have that.
I've never tried it.
I will never leave my house.
Okay. So I wanted to know if it was
so
good.
This thing, they've modified whatever the thing is you have so that it makes you feel stuff with
it. It makes you, yeah. It says the mouth will be able to be simulated in different sensations. You'll feel wind, brushing your teeth, drinking from a cup of coffee, or potentially kissing.
So then there has to be like a mouthpiece, I'm presuming here.
Must be.
That would go in your mouth?
I don't know. I would think.
I mean, by definition, if it's doing stuff, it feels like you're brushing your teeth.
Mm-hmm. Who would? Hey, I got this new thing. You can brush your teeth, drink some coffee, or kiss anyone in the world. Oh, let me brush my teeth.
Yeah, before I kiss the late Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
That would really be take cool. porn to a new level.
It'd be great for those the boxing games.
Oh man, getting punched in the jaw.
All of a sudden, oh.
Yeah.
You'd really feel it.
I think it'd take the porn thing to the other level.
Sure.
Well, it depends. Not, I know DJ Khaled would.
Well.
I could eat that thing.
Yes, this is the future. And Christy Porn will eventually, you'll be wearing these things. You'll wear some sort of suit that has transducers
all over it.
Feels like you're making love to whomever you
want. You won't need to be in a relationship
no
ever.
No more breakups.
Hit the wrong button.
You could make love to yourself.
No.
I mean, people have told me to do that for years.
I thought you'd perfected it. Wow. Okay.
No good can come from what we're talking about.
No, I agree, Chick.
Yeah.
Well, it's the end of our civilization.
Less people on the roads, as Tom likes to say, if there are makeout machines and sex machines at home.
Oh, God. The Oculus Quest 2 VR headset with ultrasonic transducers.
You of all people.
What do you mean?
Because you seem the most, I don't know. Emotional around here, and you'd rather just make out with a robot?
Wait a minute.
Not rather.
Hang on a second. Let me step in here. You think Josh, after knowing me for 40 years, you think Josh is the most emotional
well,
around
I
here?
Well, I mean, he emotionally stable is what I should have said.
Well, I stand correct. Okay.
Yes. I don't want it to replace. It would never replace actual,
a relationship.
Yeah, physical intimacy with another person. All but
unless
I like having it as a...
An option?
Aside, yeah.
Be careful.
Why is that?
Oh, that's balls on chin. No, I didn't mean to play Major League Baseball.
Okay, two jokes.
He brushed
jokes,
me back.
Two jokes in one.
What? Once again,
I enjoy Tom not knowing anything about haptics and transducers, saying them like he's stepping in poop.
I know.
Haptics or transducer.
Again, science isn't your thing.
Transducer,
is it?
RuPaul with a number two.
So much for technology.
Yes. Okay. Yeah,
speaking of technology.
I honestly did not know what haptics meant, and I've seen it on my phone, and I guess I'll have to learn the word.
Apple has discontinued its last iPod. In a release titled The Music Lives On, the company said it will no longer produce the iPod Touch, last of its iPod line.
What are we supposed to do? How are we going to listen to our music?
I don't know, Jim.
I'm sure they're developing the iPod Think, where you just think of a song and it starts playing in your head.
Shipping your ear. Oh,
the original iPod was introduced October 23rd, 2001, the year that Bob gave us one for Christmas. I will never forget. I still have mine, actually.
Took me about 8 hours to put all the music on there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It did take a while.
Sure, it did.
Took a long time.
According to Apple, it was the first MP3 player to be able to hold 1,000 songs in a 10-hour battery.
Remember
they were amazing.
Yes.
Remember that slogan for their, 1,000 songs in your pocket.
It was amazing.
And it had the little button. It would make that clicking sound. Ugh.
Were iPads, iPods the commercial where it was just a silhouette of a person dancing?
The line included the iPod Mini, the iPod Nano, the iPod Touch, and the iPod Shuffle. The iPod Touch will continue to be available for purchase until supplies
last. I wonder what the numbers are of people who have like some sort of iPod in a drawer somewhere.
Oh, I have.
I have one in a shoebox.
I have a Nano. I have a Touch.
I have.
Well, the other aspect of this is, I think that iTunes is going away. more or less.
Well, they don't call it iTunes.
They call it Apple
Store. Whatever.
Okay, yeah.
Because
yeah.
What do you mean it's going away?
Well, the streaming services are
taking over.
You're not going to pay 99 cents for a song anymore when you can pay $14 a month
everything. But Apple Music I pay for a month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, okay. On a monthly charge.
Okay. Right, like but what Tom's saying is that old model.
I see what you're saying.
I really like the little teeny one that was the size of a postage stamp.
Yeah, the Nano.
Because, of course you would.
Well, no, because you can the one I had a waterproof.
Yes, and why is that better? Yes.
Because you can get them waterproofed and you can go swimming with.
Did you wear? Did you ever a wristband for
no,
it?
No, you wear it. It clips to the back of your goggles.
Oh, okay, cool. I had a wristband for mine.
I've gone through, like, I've burned through about four of them. They eventually.
But they're not really waterproof.
Well, they are for like a year, then they stop.
Oh,
well,
I got you, yeah.
So when you say waterproof, maybe the words you're looking for are water resistant.
No, no, but they work. Ah. They're waterproof for a while, then eventually they.
Well, that's not a thing. It's not proof. You idiot.
In fact, the one I have now is actually, it won't take any new stuff on it, so I've got a. And I tried to get a new one, it didn't work. So I don't know what I'm going to replace it with. It's kind of sad.
Why don't you just get some sort of like Bluetooth headphones and then you just leave your phone out of the water?
Just hire a band while you're swimming.
Just hire a band while you're swimming.
I like that.
Hire Pat.
You know, Pat's not doing anything during the day.
Oh, my gosh. We have to make this happen. I will pay half of whatever he charged. Him sitting next to the pool with his guitar.
Yeah. While you're swimming.
Kids are playing. People baffled.
The devil's right hand.
You lift your head out of the water. Louder, boy.
We belong at the same gym. You can sit in the hot tub with your guitar.
That's hilarious. We do belong to the same gym.
What do you listen to while you swim? Spiro Agnew tapes or something?
No, I listen to books.
You know, why don't you listen to nothing? You need quiet.
I am right now.
You know, I don't know how we can't take that personal.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.